Good morning. It's a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Keflin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, of the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, Jim, tell me about Marinette, Wisconsin, the mayor of Cooperstown, and something called the USS Cooperstown.
Any Navy man or woman, no doubt, is aware of this, but I never heard of it until 4 or 5 days ago. Keel authentication. Apparently, laying the keel of a ship in a formal ceremony is something that goes back hundreds, even thousands of years. The keel, of course, is the backbone, the spine of a boat. In wooden boats, once it's in place, construction of the rest of the ship can proceed. The mayor of Cooperstown, Ellen Tillipaw, heard about it a few days before me when she received an invitation to act as keel authenticator at a keel-laying ceremony in Marinette, Wisconsin, for the future USS Constitution. This is the first Navy ship ever named Cooperstown. Navy Secretary Ray Mabus announced plans to build it during induction week in 2015. It will be what's called a littoral, littoral, combat ship, the Navy's 23rd. That's another word I'd never heard of, littoral, the region along a shoreline. These ships are relatively small. They can operate in 13 feet of water. And they are being used for patrols, seizing drug cargoes, rescue missions, that sort of thing. They're also useful in anti-submarine operations or defusing mines. In any event, Mayor Tillipaw jumped at the invitation, caught a flight Monday to Milwaukee en route to Marinette, which is on Lake Michigan. These days, it turns out, ships don't have keels. Their hulls are a single unit. This one, made by Lockheed Martin, is steel. But laying the keel is considered good luck, so the tradition lives on, just in a different form. Instead of a keel, Ellen was presented with a steel plate. She wrote her initials on it, ERT, extra big. Then a welder came out and burned the initials permanently into the metal. There were speeches. Ellen expressed her village's pride in being so honored and so on. The president of Fincantieri Marine was there, which is building the ship, and Lockheed officials, and some of the people who will actually be physically building the ship itself. So work can now proceed on the Cooperstown, which should be ready in a year or so. When it is, the crew can decide where to attach the steel plate. On some ships, it's placed on the wall of the mess, so sailors during daily meals can reflect on the affiliation with their sister community. On other ships, it's welded in place near where the keel would be if there were one. After the ship is commissioned, the crew will visit here to learn more about their ship's namesake, so we're looking forward to that. I assume they'll visit the Hall of Fame, maybe meet local veterans, maybe sail the waves of Otsego Lake. Maybe they'll be honored at an induction. In any event, it'll be fun. The mayor was saying the local vets club has already had USS Cooperstown T-shirts made up. I haven't seen one yet, but I'm looking forward to buying one.
Jim Keflin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. Jim, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, David.